Ninth parak of Shabbat Mishnah Beis. Minayla Svinash Yitahira. This Mishnah Paskin, which we pass in Halacha, that's something that's made specifically for use in the ocean or in bodies of water, like a boat, is Taha, even though it has a clay kibble, it's made out of wood or cheret, which normally would be a kabbal tumah, if it's made for water traveling, it's not a kabbal tumah. Shenemah, Derech Aniyah B'lev Yam, that Aniyah is like the Yam itself, just like the Yam is Taha, so to the Aniyah, the boat is Taha. Anything that comes out of the Yam is Taha. Minayin Barugah Shishisha Al Shisha Tfochit. Shehi Shisha Shisha Tfochit. I don't know if there's a row for a vegetable patch, which is 6 by 6 tefachim. Shazayim b'tocha chamisha zirayim. You can plant within it 5 different types of seeds from 5 different plants, and it's not a problem of kilayim. How's it so? Alba baba ruta daruga. 4 in each one of the side, the edges of the aruga, which there's pictures, but one of the pictures is that each side you fill up with 1, 2, 3, and 4 different, let's say, peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers and whatever, scallions. But you don't go all the way to the end, because you go all to the end and then the corners are going to hit each other. So you go a little bit before the end, so each one touches the other one by an angle. And since there's a hecker that they're hitting each other by an angle, that is enough of separation, that's not going to be a problem of kilayim. But achabamta, and one in the center. So if we're going to say it's some total of 6, and we say the borders are 1 tefach wide, so we still have enough. We still have another 4 left in the center. We use up 2 tefachim for the outside of the east side, and we have 4 left. And in the middle, we use another tefach, which will leave 1.5 tefachim on each side. Which this Mishnah holds, which is the halacha, that for kilayei zroim, planting different types of vegetables next to one another, if they're individual ones, not an entire field, then it's enough to make a hevdel of 1.5 tefachim, 15 centimeters. But lechumra. The ma'aser, this whole halacha that you have to separate the zeroim is only applying to nature, so it's not applying to chutzlars. That's kilayim of different types of vegetables. Kilayim of vegetables or grains with a vine has different shiurim, and that's also even in chutzlars. Akoponim, what's the makar for this? A remez, shenema, ki ka'aret toisi simcha. Like the land will bring out its vegetation, like a ganazera el tatmiach, and like a garden will sprout forth the things that are growing in it. Zaru nema ela zeru eho. So we learn from here, toisi is one, simcha is one, zera'er, plural, is another 2, tatmiach is another 1, that's 5. So the pasuk is talking about sprouting forth from a garden, and it's a remnant of 5 different things that will grow out of it.